You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What we are talking about today is the way of salvation. Not a dream road into a never, never land, but the real way to genuine salvation.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, help us to understand what life is all about. Show us personally how real your love is to us and to all the world in Jesus your Son. Give us true repentance unto life with faith in Jesus our Savior. With that faith, give us love that we may live real lives, satisfying lives, full of hope and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People want to know what life is all about. They would like to know where it all came from. That accounts for the rash of newspaper stories with each new discovery on Earth, or every time we find out something more about the moon or Mars. What does it have to tell us about the origin of life? Remarkable as they are, the explorations of this fantastic century into worlds previously unknown have told us little or nothing about the origin of life. They have told us even less, if that is possible, about what life is. Disappointment and depression and despair are still around, making themselves felt as forcefully as ever. As people acquire things to make life fuller and richer, their lives actually become emptier. Things are not the answer. People don't acquire a new understanding of life through the possession of things. Somebody said that a long time ago, but people then did not listen, and they don't listen today. What he said was, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Life is often like waking up from a bad dream. You wonder what is fact and what is fiction, what really counts and what is unimportant, what is truth and what is plainly a lie, what is reality and what is not. Which is the way deeper into the mess, and which is the way out? The real man sent by the real God who really made this world of ours and really keeps it running had something great to say to everyone who's looking for a way out from the unreal world that promises everything and delivers nothing. The real way out to what is real and true. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There's nothing particularly religious about this statement. It talks about reality. This is real as he is. I am the way and the truth and the life. A lot of people would like to believe that, but they don't feel that they can. It goes against all their experience. People have showed up claiming to have all the truth and promising a way out to real life. Eventually, they turned out to be wrong. And sometimes they were shown up to be pure fakers, real charlatans. Philosophies have appeared, promising people all kinds of new ways. New lifestyles have developed to give people a new way out. Even new religions have been proclaimed, calling people to new pieties that will help them find a way out. all have failed because they turned out to be the same old thing in a new suit of clothes that gradually wore out just like everything else. Nowadays, it has become popular to probe the human mind and soul with various kinds of psychological techniques to make people more honest with themselves, more sensitive, more relaxed, more aggressive, more capable of handling their own problems. Analysis has become a kind of new religion, a way of salvation. In the search for a new way, many people have discarded faith and turned away from the church. They have become followers of psychoanalysis, transactional analysis, and group therapy. A pastor was telling me recently about a conversation he had with a psychiatrist friend of his. This man told the pastor that certain kinds of therapy can help people to change their behavior and attitude by getting them in touch with themselves, by working through conflicts and tensions, by developing their human possibilities, and by persuading them to adopt positive goals in life. There is no doubt, this man said, that some people become more effective persons that way, have better marriages, and enjoy life much more than they did before going through such therapy. But he added, it is not salvation. It is good only as far as it goes. You folks, the man said to the pastor, represent the true way. We need you, he concluded, to tell us about the ultimate values of life, about God and faith, about a lasting meaning in life, because all the psychology in the world will save no one. What we're talking about today is the way of salvation, a brand new way, unlike all the other ways of the world. It is not a dream road into a never-never land. It is the real way to genuine salvation, both here and now, as well as there and then. It is true here and now, and it brings life here and now, as well as there and then. This is eternal life, said Jesus Christ, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's brand new, shining, spanking new. It is not something I cooked up to take you in. It has nothing really to do with me at all. Forget me. I'm just a messenger bringing to you the good word of God, which is in Jesus Christ. Somebody else could do that just as well, and a lot of people have done it a lot better. But listen, will you? Listen to Jesus Christ. I am the way and the truth and the life, he said. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's straight talk. Anybody can understand the words. They are very simple. None of them require a lot of explanation. They mean exactly what they say. I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Plain and simple as it is, that statement of Jesus Christ becomes absolutely tremendous when you think about it. If true, it lays out for people a whole new way of life. Obviously, some people have gone to church all their lives and have never really thought about new life. Their lives are just as dreary and cheerless as the lives of people who never heard about it at all. There's nothing brand new about them, and there's nothing bright, shining, and spanking new in their lives. They have no real hope in God, which is real faith, and no real love by which real faith expresses itself. With all of their religion, they are just going down the same old road on which people go who are without God and without hope in the world. You don't have to go down that road. Just listen to Jesus Christ and hear what he has to say. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. John was one of those standing around there that day when Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many lovely places to live. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know where I'm going and the way to get there. No, we don't, Thomas said. We haven't any idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, yes, and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you know him, and you've seen him. Philip said to him, Sir, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Don't you even yet know who I am, Philip? Even after all this time I have been with you, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but are from my Father who lives in me, and he does his work through me. Believe it. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. You must believe it because of the works that you have seen me do. People would like to see God and seeing him to have real life. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe in me, and you will know the Father. If you find it difficult to believe in me, just look at the works I do and believe. This is not a charlatan talking. This is not a faker out to take people in. This, my friend, is the Son of the living God. What he says is brand new. What he does is brand new. What he gives is brand new. What he promises to everyone who believes in him is a brand new way of life. The early Christians, who knew exactly what he said and believed him, were known as followers of the way. They had a new lifestyle, a new life commitment, new life goals, new life concerns, new life interest, which everyone recognized as a new way of life. They were followers of a new Lord, believers in a new promise, witnesses to a new gospel. They did not go along with the culture of the time. They were brand new. They did not despise what was good. They did not write off the world as if it is of no concern to them. They did reject values and attitudes and lifestyles that were obviously not God's way. They were not impressed by what the world sometimes calls the good things of life. They were strong, healthy people with their emptiness filled up, their hopelessness replaced by faith, their selfishness, envy, and vanity of life beaten down by a new love. The whole thing was brand new, and people recognized it as brand new. These people got all this not from some new philosophy, but directly from him. I am the way, he said, and they took him at his word. I am the truth and the life, he said, and they found out he was right. He is the way, the truth, and the life. They believed him. They loved him. And they found a whole new way of life. It's hard to believe, but he is the way. The hardest thing to believe is that he could be the way, when his own way led to a death on a cross. People found that hard to believe when the gospel was first preached. People find it hard to believe today. He died, as all of us have to die. You would not think that God would do things that way if he were really sending his Son into the world to be the Savior of the world. People always have a hard time with God because he insists on doing things his own way, out of his own hard experience. One of Christ's men exclaimed, His ways are not our ways, and his ways are past finding out. What you see in Jesus Christ is God's way. What you have in Jesus Christ is God himself doing his own thing. All of this happened in our own history, in the person of this one man who could say without hesitation and even with a little bit of irritation, Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but are from my Father who lives in me. When Jesus died that day, his Father was there doing his thing. His Son Jesus, the brightness of his glory, the apple of his eye, died that day in all of his innocence for the sins of us all. He paid the price we cannot pay, even with our own deaths. He died for you, and for his sake, the Father forgives you. Only for his sake does the Father forgive you. In all the names under heaven, there is no salvation except only in him. There's no salvation in any other. By him, we must be saved. This is true as he himself is true. No man comes to the Father but by me. He is the way by which the Father shows his promises to be faithful and true. He is the way by which God makes his promises come true. He's the way by which God shows his hand. As Martin Luther used to say, with gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. That's brand new in the world. It's brand new every day to everyone with that sublime confidence in Jesus Christ that the Bible calls faith. Jesus Christ is your way of access to the Father, his Father. He is your way out of the old way and your way into the heart of his Father. By his atoning death, you yourself are able to approach the Father without fear, with confidence in his mercy, and with trust in his kindness. Jesus Christ is your way out of death to life, real life that is true and real and satisfying. Jesus Christ is your way to acceptance with the Father and to acceptance of yourself as a person in need of his forgiveness and having his forgiveness because of the life, death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is always the new way, for he makes everything new. None of the ways by which we seek to recoup our energies or restore our abilities have the power either to turn us to God or to turn the direction of our lives around. Jesus Christ is the only one who can do that. He is that way. He is the only way. He is the way of salvation for you, as he is for the whole world. No matter how tired or bored you may be, no matter how great the burden of guilt or shame you may be carrying, no matter how empty-handed or empty-headed you may feel, Jesus Christ is the way out for you. He is forgiveness. He is salvation. He is life. Be a follower of the way, which is Jesus Christ. I'm a follower of that way myself, a servant of Jesus Christ, committed to Jesus Christ and just telling people the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm a fellow wanderer with you. The truth is, for me, as it is for you, in Jesus Christ, the one and only. No man comes to the Father but by me, he says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. New, brand new, every day. Jesus Christ died and was raised from the dead, the living Lord of heaven and of earth. He is the life, new every day, and ready to be disclosed in all its glory on the day of his appearing. Amen.